From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. If you Google Google today, you'll find a link to the news that the internet search engine may soon announce the proposed per-share price range for its initial public offering of stock. And here are some of the numbers that we do know already. Google earned $105 million on revenue of $961 million last year. How much is a company with a balance sheet like that worth? Well, according to Reuters, Google's IPO could value the company at $20 billion or higher. Joining us now is Ben Elgin, who writes about the internet for Businessweek and has written about Google. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
First of all, explain how does Google come by revenue of $961 million. Where does the revenue come from?
Yeah, well, it's well over 90% of it comes from search advertising. It's basically small businesses, or about 150,000 of them, who basically want this very targeted audience who search for something as specific as, say, a garden gazebo. You know, a maker of this type of product can just slap up a search ad there and pay maybe 50 cents a click on it, and it's a medium that many of these advertisers otherwise would not have participated in, and Google kind of tapped this hidden market of advertisers.
Now, if a company earns about $100 million and is valued at, say, $20 billion, that's a price-to-earnings ratio of 200. That's a invest $2 to earn a penny. That sounds pretty steep.
Yeah, it's very lofty. You know, my bet is it'll come in higher than $20 billion. I think part of it is, you're citing the 2003 numbers. They've put forth their numbers from the first quarter of 2004, which were even better. I mean, it showed that the growth in the amount of earnings they're getting and the percent of revenues is huge. So I think people are tapping into this more recent growth spurt. And then, I think they're looking at also, you know, comparing it against other stocks who are extremely highly valued, such as Yahoo, and they're kind of coming up with this very heady rationale for it.
Well, what does the future look like for Google? That is, are there that many more people selling gazebos out there that they can expand and raise their earnings and thereby justify these kind of high values?
I think they're going to have some issues long term. I mean, you look at the search engine marketing industry here, which is 95%+ of their market, and it's just been going gangbusters. It grew something like 200% last year. It's going to grow 60-some% this year, but the number keeps going down. You know, down is supposed to come in around 30% in 2005 and 20-something% in 2006. I mean, so Google at some point is going to, you know, suffer from the law of large numbers, and they are not diversified. I mean, that's why you see them jumping into new markets such as email, and they're exploring, you know, many other ways to put their ads out on other publishers' websites. It's a product they call AdSense.
Well, explain to people who may use this thing in their daily lives as they're online, but don't necessarily understand the inner workings of it. What is it? What did Google do, apart from coming up with a clever, memorable name? Mm-hmm. What is it that Google did that was so innovative that puts it in this position today?
Yeah, well, basically, they came and they turned the web into basically a giant popularity contest. And search engines before would always look at the documents out on the web and look for how many times does this word you're searching for pop up in this particular page. And Google came along and said, well, gosh, there's this whole network, this whole topology of links on the web, pages linking to each other, and says, that's got to be worth something here. So they figured, gosh, a page with, say, 50 other pages linking to it has got to be more valuable than a page with one other page linking to it. And it provided a huge, huge leap in relevance and kind of took hold in the late 90s, and they haven't looked back since.
Ben Elgin, correspondent for Businessweek, thank you very much for talking with us.
Glad to be here.